We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to the National Weather Service this morning and check in with meteorologist John Hitchcock. Boy, John, January 17th is going down in the books, isn't it?
Yeah, this was a good storm for sure, and one of the larger widespread general storm systems we've seen in quite some time in the Buffalo area.
I was just saying, for the north towns, especially in the Tonawandas, it's been, over a decade since we've gotten this much snow all at once, it seems.
Yeah, the north towns often miss on our big lake effect events. They're typically from the city and the airport southward. So places like the Tonawandas, it's tough to get big lake effect storms. So we really rely on these larger general systems to drop heavy snowfall up that way. And this was one of the larger ones we've seen in quite some time.
What were some of the snowfall totals that you got at the airport from locations around here?
Yeah, we had officially here at the airport a 19.2-inch storm total, and we had numerous reports of 14 to 18 inches from Buffalo southward into the southern tier. And north of Buffalo, 18 to 20 inches was quite common across the airport and through the Tonawandas into Niagara County. And a few spots went over 20 inches. We had a 22.8-inch measurement in Kenmore. That's the highest we've seen so far.
Yeah, I believe it. After dealing with it all day yesterday, how much snow there was. Absolutely incredible. You mentioned lake effect. I was saying yesterday it kind of looked to be true at the end of the day. It was like lake effect except for all of western New York.
Yeah, the character of the snow changed later in the day. On the backside of the system, there was some lake enhancement off Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, so we had those big fluffy flakes later in the day. And there's still some lake effect out there this morning also. The band of snow that crossed the Buffalo area early this morning, it's actually coming all the way from Lake Huron. It's not going to add up to too much, maybe an inch or so around Buffalo this morning and a few inches in the southern tier.
Yeah, it'll definitely slow people down this morning. Are there any advisories that are still out?
We still have a winter weather advisory for southern Erie, Chautauqua, and Cattaraugus County, where we may see a few inches across the higher terrain this morning, but all the other advisories are done with now.
Yeah. What else is still to come? I think a lot of people surprised to wake up this morning and see that, you know, they thought maybe 8 o'clock last night we were done and in the clear, but still some snow fell and there's still some coming down in some spots. When does that all shore up and get out of our hair?
The lake effect snow will gradually weaken through the day today, but it won't completely end in the southern tier until later this afternoon. But very minor additional accumulation, so not a big deal today. And then we have a brief warm-up coming tomorrow. We're actually going to warm above freezing for a few hours tomorrow morning into the upper 30s as the storm goes by to our north. That won't do much other than a few rain and wet snow showers tomorrow. And then we turn much, much colder again late in the week, very cold air for Thursday through the weekend.
How cold?
We're going to have several days in a row of highs in the teens and lows in the single numbers and several more days of wind chills well below zero. Thursday night through Friday and into Saturday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.